Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Minicamp starting today for the Browns. Is it a big deal? Yes. Yes, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
If you're going to bring everybody together, and practice is supposed to start at 11:30, and we're hoping to hear from the guys in the 1 o'clock hour. Fearless Leader and I had this conversation before the show,
and that was
if you get three practices, and they're only going to be three, and it's mandatory,
yeah,
and you're bringing them all in, and you're setting the tone for training camp coming up eventually.
Set the tone.
Wouldn't you think you'd keep them on the field for like two and a half hours?
I don't know what the CBA rules are on that.
I don't either, but wouldn't you? Wouldn't you try and get the most you could? Or maybe it's just to install whatever. Whatever, they're on the field today. It's mandatory. Everybody's expected to be there. And we'll be all over it for you. 1 o'clock hour when the Browns speak, you'll hear them right here. What are you looking for? Mandatory minicamp, Andy. Mandatory minicamp. Maybe more so than you or me or Dan. What do you think the coaches are looking for?
A way to categorize things to make them more organized when they get to actual training camp. How's that sound? So that they can have a feel for letting guys know, this is where you sit, and when we come back for regular camp, this is what you need to work on to move your way up the depth chart. I really think that's where you are. The veterans, obviously, I don't think it's that big of a deal. But for younger guys or guys fighting for a position, like the running backs, the wide receivers, I mean, they're all kind of jockeying for position right now. You know, it's like a good horse race, I think. When you talk about the quarterbacks, they're all coming down the back stretch, and you're going to try to figure out what place are you, win, place, show, or fourth. Right? It's really where we're going to end up on this thing. So I kind of like the battles because I think it makes camp fun. But by the same token, if you have to have battles, then you have uncertainty, and that's not good. It's just not good. It's not good for the regular season. Championship teams don't have uncertainty. If they do, it's at one or two positions, not multiple.
In the NFL, correct me if you guys disagree, I think you kind of have what you have here. In other words, you're going to get into minicamp. If say, Jim Schwartz looks at his defense, and you know he's already in his mind been slotting guys where I think they're going to be. You know, do we have enough on the defensive line? Do we have enough at linebacker? How are our corners? Do we have safeties? If they get through this minicamp and he thinks, you know what, we need something. I wonder, you know, how could the Browns maybe acquire something? Because most of the acquisitions are going to be already in place before the start of training camp. And I think they're going to be in place already now. And on the offensive side of the ball, I would think that they're severely looking at, do we have enough skill position talent on this team to support whoever it is at quarterback? We all know the quarterback thing is, you know, front and center. That's the big deal. But if I'm Kevin Stefanski, if I'm Tommy Rees, I am looking at my wide receivers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at my tight ends. You know, we just drafted a 20-year-old kid from Bowling Green, right? Canton McKinley, Harold Fannin. Great. Is he ready to go? If he's not ready to go, are we ready to go at tight end while he comes along? Are our two young rookie running backs ready to contribute? If not, is Pierre Strong ready to, you know, give him the ball? Certainly Jerome Ford's going to be in the mix. And I would think that they have to really look at the skill position talent. And then after that, there are still some remaining free agents. We've talked about those guys at wide receiver. Deontay Johnson's supposed to be there, correct? You just signed Deontay Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
You're slotting him in as your number two or three receiver. If he shows up and looks like a dog, and I don't mean the kind of dog that, you know, you're barking about.
You mean bow, wow, wow, yippee, oh, yippee?
I'm talking about, boy, this guy, I can see why Baltimore and Houston got rid of him. If he's that guy and not the guy who looked good for a while in Pittsburgh, then I would think that, okay, Andrew, here's what we need. And I would think that that's one of the critical things that the coaching staff has to do here during mandatory minicamp. Do we have enough? And if not, these are the holes that need to be filled.
I know this is I know this is not sexy. I know this is not.
I'm not looking for sexy, Andy.
Well, it's
I see you every day. I see drop dead sexy every day. I don't need more.
Thank you. Thank you, studio audience. You're outstanding. I want to thank all of you. One of the most important things that you get, I think, out of these mini camps and the OTAs, and also, and I know we probably don't think about it very much because it only happens 7 to 10 times a game, but I do think that if you're Bubba Petrone, these are huge practices because you've got to get players geared up to play special teams, especially guys that probably haven't done it since high school. Like Harold Fannin at Bowling Green, I don't know that he played a ton of special teams, but I got to imagine the last year or two, he probably hasn't played a whole lot of special teams when he gets it. Do you think Dylan Sampson or Quinshon Judkins have seen special teams in a while?
I'll bet you Quinshon Judkins does not see special teams in the NFL. He was your second round draft choice.
I'm just saying.
Dylan Sampson might.
You know, Jerome Ford did. He played special teams.
Yeah, well, he was a fifth-round pick trying to earn a roster spot.
He's also maybe your – I don't know where you want
to – He might be your kick returner this year.
That's true.
Although you signed guys for that. But
I mean, there are plenty of guys on this team that probably haven't played special teams in forever and will be asked to do that. And I do think that – again, probably spend 40 seconds on this talking about it over the next year. But we don't. But I do think that's one of the important things about these camps is – getting guys to be able to play special teams, make good plays on special teams, because we know how much they can hurt you if you don't make good plays on these, and having guys rewire their brain to remember how to play special teams if they've been a superstar at the college level.
You love the special teams, don't you?
They're an important part of the game. I just don't think we talk about it enough, and we're always there to cheer for a great game-winning field goal and a great run back on a kickoff. But we're always there to blast those guys when they make mistakes on special teams. And you're asking guys to come in cold to play. I mean, you know, on an onside kick, which we don't have to declare now, or we do have to do?
I do declare.
We are going to onside kick. But you're asking those guys to come in cold and be ready to feel the kick. These are important parts of it. Again, we don't spend a lot of time talking about it, but this is where it all is born.
I'm not going to poo-poo what you said.
I don't care if you do or don't. I know it's important, and that's all that matters.
Forgive me. I was going to give you a little credit.
Oh, I thought you were going to crush me. Go ahead.
Why would I crush you?
Because you're good at
that. You're drop-dead sexy.
Like I said.
I have always just thought, I need offensive players. I need defensive players. They'll figure out who's going to play on special teams. You don't really have a choice. You're going to sign.
You don't, but
you're going to sign several guys to be specifically special teams guys. That's not my big concern as we go into mandatory.
It's not the special guy. It's not. It's the guys that you draft maybe after the third round. I'll give it to you there if you want to say that. maybe after the second round, that end up making gigantic mistakes on special teams and cost you games.
Okay, okay.
Those 7 to 10 plays are gigantic.
I'm more concerned with who's catching touchdown passes.
Yeah, how about you catch your 6 and then they come down, they kick the extra point, and you lose 7-6. How much time do you, how many games do you think special teams have affected us over the last couple
of years? Okay, okay. Mr. Long Snapper.
This isn't about long snapping. This is about, again, asking.
Yes, it is, because if the long snap isn't on target, then you're going to miss that extra point, Andy.
Fair enough. I believe in our long snapper, so I don't have a problem with that. I want to see, man, I'd love to see Luke Floria get a shot here. I'd love to see that. What a great story that would be. Hometown kid, Kent Stater.
Menner.
Come on,
well,
man.
By God, they brought in a lot of free agent wide receivers who were nondescript. Hopefully some of them become script.
I'm okay with it. I'm telling you, I'm rooting for that kid. How can you not?
You know.
Yes.
Kevin Stefanski's already mentioned. We brought in a guy in Minnesota who was an undrafted free agent at wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
How'd Adam Thielen work out?
Mm.
I'm setting the bar pretty high.
Isn't Blake Whitehart that guy for him here, though, the tight end? One of those guys that... Gritty guy that played for him somewhere along the line.
Great.
They brought him back. And
great. Hope so. Roman is in Canton. Hello, Roman.
Roman!
By the way, Roman,
hi, fellas.
My kid and I got into a big debate yesterday. I said, because he was heading to Canton for the evening, and I said, on your way to Canton? And he said, Dad, it's Canton. And I said, come on, dude, pronounce the T. It's right there. I pronounce words for a living. But I know in Stark County... people just say Canton.
Yeah, it's Canton. You know, it's like a, it's not necessarily a silent T. I call it a soft T. It's Canton, you know? It's not Canton.
It's not Canton. It's not Canton, but it's Canton.
It's not Canton.
How about Canton?
Canton. Yeah, you're saying it, right? Are we saying the same thing?
I think it's important to pronounce it the right way.
Oh, here we go again.
It is
he's on
now.
Me about special teams, and now here we go about the silent.
Here we go.
The missing T.
Go ahead, Roman.
English
go
language.
Ahead, buddy. Sorry.
I didn't listen to the show yesterday. I don't know what you guys talked about with Chubb and everything, or how you guys felt about it. You know, everybody, from what I understand, everybody's saying it was a business decision, this, that, and the other. But from seeing what Houston signed him for, and seeing what we signed Jerome Ford for. I don't know. I think it's a bad business decision from my point of view. All right, what do you guys think? Was that the general consensus? Are you guys kind of over it? What do you guys?
I think, you know, we talked about Terry Francona at the beginning of the show. It's kind of similar to that too. Great guy,
thank
love
you,
him,
Roman.
Want him to be a part of the organization. Wish you could be with him forever, but it just at some point you've got to turn the page and understand what the business is all about. I'm bummed he's not back. Bummed. But I understand it. I get it.
I hate to think this. Part of me thinks the Browns are aware that he is not anywhere near the same player that he used to be. That the second knee injury really has been very detrimental. I don't know that for a fact. I can only think that. But I also think you can't bank on Nick being the same player that he was. And it wouldn't be fair to him. I hope he is. I really do. I hope he is. I don't have any problem at all with the Browns drafting a guy that they think can be their next Nick Chubb and Quinshon Judkins, and maybe getting a guy that they think can really play in Dylan Sampson. We'll see. You know, it might be a situation where they get into it and think, all right, we're going to give Jerome Ford a lot of carries because these two guys, they're not doing it. But I wish Nick nothing but the best. Mary Kay Cabot, Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
In football terms, better show up. And that's the case with Brown's mandatory minicamp starting today. We can be sure that she'll be showing up. In fact, she's on her way there right now. She covers the Browns for the Plain Dealer in Cleveland.com. She's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. She's Mary Kay Cabot. Hello, Mary Kay.
Hi, Mary Kay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. You're showing up, right? It's mandatory.
Yes, and I am literally on my way there right now. So hopefully that will all go well while we're talking.
Yes.
Hopefully. Give me your expectations for what you want to see today or what you think you're going to see. How's that sound?
I think we're going to see more of the same from the quarterbacks. I think you'll probably still see Kenny Pickett going first quite a bit. I think you'll see Dylan getting some of those quality reps in 11-on-11s. I think you'll see Joe being Joe. I think Shador will still start out as the fourth-team quarterback, but he's coming along well and sort of working his way up through the ranks. The things to watch today that we haven't seen yet, of course, are Myles Garrett is here. So let's see what Myles looks like. He always looks good. It doesn't matter if he shows up for OTAs or not. He always looks the part right away. So looking forward to seeing him. And then David Njoku, he kind of has to have a bounce back year after some injuries last season. So I'm looking forward to seeing him. And then I'm interested in what Deontay Johnson is all about.
Ding, ding, ding. Yep.
Right? He worked out on his own during OTAs, which I thought was, I just thought he should have been there, to be honest with you. But he chose to work out on his own. So now let's see how he acclimates to the scheme and to the system and how he sort of fits in. So those are some of the things I'll be watching.
Mary Kay, it's our favorite thing to talk about, wide receivers. And with that in mind, Andy and I were just talking about this. If you're the coaching staff, I would think your offensive coaching staff, Kevin and Tommy Reese especially, you're looking at your skill position talent here in mandatory minicamp and thinking, okay, is this enough? What does Deontay look like? How is Cedric Tillman? Is he the guy that he was at times for a short period before the concussion last year? And if not, I would think Andrew Berry has some work to do before the start of training camp. Is that viable?
Well, the tricky thing in this mandatory mini camp, and I wrote this in a story that I wrote yesterday about the quarterbacks and a few other things to watch, is the fact that Cedric Tillman and Michael Woods probably aren't going to be participating in this mini camp with some injuries. And if they do participate, it's not going to be on a full basis. So I think it might be a little bit tricky to get a full picture of what your receiving corps is going to look like. Of course, it will give the younger guys more of an opportunity to work with all of the different quarterbacks. And there are a lot of young guys in this camp. But I don't think you're necessarily going to see what your whole wide receiving core looks like.
Mary Kay, is there a free agent you want to keep your eye on as far as the wide receivers are concerned? I mean, I talked about Luke Florio for a second there, but, I mean, they have a lot of wide receivers in.
Yeah, he looks very, very good. Keyshawn Johnson has done some nice things. Cade McDonald has. So these guys are all kind of bringing out the best in each other and having getting so many reps, especially because they're two-spotting, as we have talked about, and that means that they are running concurrent passing drills on two different fields at any given time, except really for when they're in 11-on-11s for the most part. But when they're in modified 7-on-7s, which includes some linemen to give them a feeling of having bodies in front of them, when they're in those kind of drills, then they're on two separate fields and they're splitting them up pretty good. But these young guys have done a really nice job, and the moment just can't be too big for them. They've got an opportunity here to try to make this football team, and they just have to be on point at every second.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us, PlainDealerCleveland.com, covers the Browns. She'll be all over the mandatory minicamp, so make sure you read her coverage. It's always outstanding. Is David Bell on his last chance to stick with this football team and contribute with this football team?
Well, David is, of course, coming off of a dislocated hip that required surgery. So we did not see him out there during OTAs, and I'm guessing he's probably not going to be out there for this mandatory mini camp. And if he is, I'll be somewhat surprised by that, because this is a situation where you do want to keep these guys or get these guys healthy for training camp. So I don't know if it's a last chance for David, considering he is coming off of a surgery.
Well, I mean into training camp too, Mary Kay. I mean, you know, heading up to the regular season here.
Well, it's certainly an opportunity for him to prove to the Browns that he does still belong around here. But we know that they really liked him when they drafted him, and we know that they are reluctant to give up on their draft picks. And I think there are opportunities and spaces available in that wide receiver room. And if he's healthy enough, I think he'll really try to be one of those guys.
All right, do we want to play the quarterback game at all here, or just again, I'm still
for Cleveland. Of course we want to play the quarterback game.
And I think we've already talked about this before, but they're just so different. And how does one jump off the page at this camp?
Well, here's the thing, and this is the column that I wrote yesterday. When we were out there last Wednesday, Kenny Pickett and Dylan Gabriel did not always look smooth. They were not always completing every single pass. But I've been digging around about this a little bit, and what's happening with those two guys is the fact that they are heaping as much as possible on their plate, and those two guys are taking the brunt of the install, because the Browns have to figure out what is going to work in this system and what is not going to work. They have an overhauled scheme once again, and they have to make sure that they're ready to go on opening day. And so a lot of what's going on in practice right now, especially at this time of year, is tossing some things out in the scheme, adding some things in. And those guys are tasked with helping them figure it out. So they completely take that into account when they're evaluating them, and they're not overly concerned with, are they making every completion? Are they, you know, what they really want to see is this particular concept going to work in this offense?
Mary Kay, do you think the coaching staff already has its plan in place for the running backs? A pecking order? I would think Judkins, I think we're all assuming he's going to be the number one guy, get the bulk of the carries. Or do you think this is a situation where Judkins, Sampson, Ford are a trio of running backs? How do you think this is going to shake out?
Well, I absolutely think that Quinshon will be the bell cow. We know that in part because that's what they told us on draft weekend, that he is the designated bell cow, the new Nick Chubb, so to speak. And then you've got the change up back in Dylan Sampson, and he, even from a size standpoint, is just so different. So he is your smaller, shiftier back, and then Jerome Ford can back up both of those guys and do either of those kinds of things on any down. So you've got guys that can catch the ball out of the backfield, mostly in Ford and Sampson. You've got your explosiveness and your power running game in Quinshon. So I think that's how it'll go. I think that they hope that Dylan Sampson can kind of be their first choice as their change of pace back. And then Jerome Ford will kind of fill in. That's why he came back on a fully guaranteed $1.75 million contract. I think, you know, that pretty much tells you that they're not counting on him being number one or number two, but a good solid number three at this point.
It's going to be weird not seeing Nick Chubb out there, isn't it? I mean, I know he's been hurt a little bit, but, you know, to see him and, to, you know, we'll finally probably see him in a Houston jersey here over the next couple of days. So I just, your thoughts on Nick Chubb no longer with the team, and just it's going to be weird when you see him playing for another team.
Yeah, it's weird, and it is unfortunate, and I know everyone wishes, including the Browns, wish that it didn't quite have to happen this way, and that Nick Chubb could have seamlessly gone on here in Cleveland and finished his career with the Cleveland Browns. But I wrote a story that posted this morning, a column saying that he needs to retire as a Cleveland Brown. So hopefully they are parting in good enough standing that he will absolutely 100% want to come back here and sign again to at least retire as a Cleveland Brown, even if he doesn't play another snap for this football team. It's the way that it needs to be. And I think that Nick understands what's going on right now. I think he gets that it is a business. He's been around long enough to see how these things go. And he was very grateful that they brought him back last year when he probably wasn't 100% even ready to come back. But they brought him back and they gave him an opportunity to make all of his money back. It didn't quite happen that way, but the fact that they kept him on board, I know he is grateful for that.
Mary Kay, do you think the overall decision not to bring Nick back was based on his age? Was it based on money? Or was it based on the Browns saw Nick last year and thought this is not the same running back?
Well, even if Nick had never had a surgery, instead of the two major left knee reconstructions that he's had, even if he never had a surgery, running backs kind of have a shelf life, and they do get to the point where, you know, sometimes it's time to infuse the position with some new, more explosive, younger talent. That's just the name of the game for the position. And then you add in the fact that, yes, he is coming off of a major knee reconstruction, and he really wasn't himself last year. I think he'll be better this year. So all of those things add up. I mean, he's 29, and that's just the way that it goes in the world of running backs for the most part.
All right, how much pressure on Kevin Stefanski? I mean, he's pretty, you know, smooth and doesn't seem like he's sweating on anything, but how much pressure is there on him? And I want to say to win, but I don't even know if that's the right answer.
Well, I think Jimmy Haslam made it clear at the NFL annual meetings when we asked him about this very topic. He almost made it sound like, look, everyone knows you need a quarterback to win, and this might not be the year where we have our quarterback of the future. Now, if that works out that they do, that's great for everyone. But if they don't, they're poised next year to go out and draft a quarterback in the first round who could potentially become your franchise QB. So I don't think that he's going to hold their feet to the fire this year if things don't go as planned.
Mary Kay, thank you for making time for us today on your way to minicamp. We look forward to your questions during the press conferences in our 1 o'clock hour. Thank you.
And even if the clouds are out, sunblock, Mary Kay.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, guys.
Mary Kay Cabot, plaindealercleveland.com. She's joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.